50 people test the capacity of a small conference room in the basement of the Trempealeau County Courthouse. Their mixed views are on quiet display. Some wear "I support sand" t-shirts, while others bear signs reading "No frack sand." The Environment and Land Use Committee is about to vote on a proposed sand mine just north of here. Right now, the 183-acre site holds farmland and scattered woods. Land Management Director Kevin Leon reminds the applicants of their responsibilities to monitor air quality, manage their wastewater, and just plain be a good neighbor.
I think if you are a small property owner living right next to a mine site, you probably are going to be adversely affected, and who's going to buy that property? We've all seen one property for sale.
There is some debate among committee members. The mining company wants a 25-year permit. Leon stands firm. The county standard is 5.
At any given time, the zoning administrator or the applicant could come back before this committee to have any of these conditions modified. So at the end of 5 years, we don't have any issues with that site. They could come back in at 5 years and say, we've done everything we've told you we're going to do. We've demonstrated we're the good land steward, we're the good neighbor, we've complied with all these things.
When it comes time to vote, the call is not Leon's, but the committee's.
Okay, I'm going to call for a roll call vote. George?
I'm going to oppose the permit.
With two votes against, the panel grants the permit. Later, at the other end of the building, Leon shows me the future mining site on a wall map outside his office.
One approved today is exactly right here.
He tells me the company formed just 6 months ago.
Paramount Sand developed March of 2012. The two primary gentlemen that are running it are real estate brokers from Arizona that have family ties in this area, and it is his uncle's property.
Leon says a year ago, he wagered Trempealeau County would be home to 2 or 3 large-scale mining operations, tops.
After today, we issued our 21st industrial sand mining permit, and we've got probably 15 more in the balance that are rumored to be coming, and we're reviewing 4 more that are on our desk now. So we haven't seen the end of it or a slowdown by any means.
Yet Leon says county government did not enter the permitting frenzy completely unprepared. Trempealeau adopted its mining ordinance in 1996.
Because prior to the industrial sand industry coming here, we had 50-some permitted sand and gravel pits in our county that are used for construction.
Leon believes the guidelines still hold up, but admits managing a 10-acre gravel pit is a far cry from a 500-acre frack sand operation.
We've made some mistakes along the way, for sure. And I think we're holding the mining companies more accountable. I got scolded a little bit by my chairman at one point in time when I told the company that I'm more of a show me instead of tell me kind of person. So don't stand up there and tell me that you're the next best thing to Trempealeau County, but show me you are. Until then, I kind of feel like you're lying to me because I've seen it in the past.
Leon is still smarting from a mine's failed stormwater plan. A river of muddy sediment engulfed a nearby home. Dan Federley views the complexity of frack sand mines through the eyes of an engineer. His specialty is evaluating the impact of heavy truck traffic on local roads. Federley lives in neighboring Dunn County, and he's worn a number of hats, including that of a county supervisor. He now helps Sandbelt towns design ordinances and negotiate contracts with mining companies.
Because of the magnitude of the activity that they bring, that's the key. This has been, without question, the biggest test of their ability to handle the regulatory oversight and authority that is vested in them, and to do it in a reasonable, responsible, and successful manner. No question about it.
Federley says he observes the same mining concerns in every community.
You'll see in the Dunn County Ordinance, the concern happens to come from the waste material that's hauled back to the site. When they process the sand, they clean it, and they use the chemical, these polyacrylamides, to clean it. Now, the industry's perspective is that these break down naturally and that there's no concern about them. The problem that we have in accepting that is that there's no history of this magnitude of use and whether they break down.
Federley says Dunn County's proposed ordinance requires mining companies to follow a detailed waste storage plan and monitoring protocol.
There are those in the industry that may argue that that's overly burdensome, that that's overly regulatory, and my perspective is no, it's not, because if we do this testing and this material breaks down like the industry says it's supposed to break down, the public concern has been addressed, and the industry can say, see, it's not being a problem, and everybody wins.
Back in his land management office, Director Kevin Leon is being asked to revisit Trempealeau County's non-metallic mine ordinance. He says industry is pressuring leaders to ease restrictions. Yet both Leon and Dan Federley express a greater concern that the legislature could step in and establish uniform frac sand mining regulations. The two men adamantly insist a one-size-fits-all approach could be devastating. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.